Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 11th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And again, early this Thursday morning, we want to share a message we hope will encourage you regardless of whenever you may be listening to it. Today we title the message, The Forever Enduring Kingdom. And a rather obscure verse, but powerful, from Daniel chapter 2, verse 44.
In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. And that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever.
September 11th will never be the same again for those of us living here in America. Perhaps in other parts of the world as well. No matter how you format the date, it immediately brings to mind the anniversary date of the horror, the hate, and the vile wickedness of a diabolical religious system that was unleashed upon thousands of innocent lives on that day 7 years ago. While writing this devotional is a challenge, I have several courses that I could take. I could write a message of comfort, since I'm sure pain still lingers for the thousands who lost loved ones that day. And indeed, may God flood their souls with divine peace. Or do I use this as an opportunity to scream in print that these are the tactics of our ancient foe, who still seeks to work us woe? Well, indeed, I can become so distressed at the blindness of scores of people who fail to see that this is fundamentally a spiritual conflict. Or do I challenge believers to be steadfast? Well, that's always the case. But today, primarily, I want to share a timeless message of assurance. Let's go back in Scripture some 2,500 years ago and hear the word of the Lord as we examine this rather obscure verse from the prophet Daniel.
Daniel lived during the period of the Babylonian captivity. As a youth, he had seen the horrendous destruction of his country described in graphic detail by Jeremiah in his Book of Lamentations. Surely, like we do today, he must have wondered, where is God in all of this? Though unanswered questions surely filled Daniel's mind, he stayed faithful to his God. Believers have always had to accept that some questions just won't be answered on this side of eternity. God calls us to faith and faithfulness, as described in Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
In the second chapter of his book, Daniel interpreted a dream that had tremendous prophetic insight into the future kingdoms from that point on. Once again, I quote the verse. It's from Daniel 2, verse 44. In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. And that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all of these kingdoms. But it will itself endure forever, end quote. Well, the phrase, in the days of those kings, generally is understood by Bible scholars to mean the Roman period that was still yet to come. The kingdom which the God of heaven will set up is the kingdom of Christ, expressed in the first coming. It's interesting, this prophecy was made some 550 years before the incarnation.
Note two descriptions of this glorious kingdom in the daily text. First, it will never be destroyed, and secondly, it will itself endure forever. Sinking, shifting sand is an apt description of what's around us today in the temporal kingdoms of this world. We saw that so graphically on 9/11. But the great God we serve is absolutely steadfast, and his kingdom will endure forever, for it has no end.
Praise him today and serve him wholeheartedly. The words to the classic hymn, Rejoice the Lord is King, come to mind today as we conclude the message. And Brooksine, just share those words before you pray.
His kingdom cannot fail. He rules o'er earth and heaven. The keys of death and hell are to our Jesus given. Lift up your heart. Lift up your voice. Rejoice again. I say rejoice. Let's pray together. Father, with solemn hearts and painful memories, we remember the extremely wicked events that took place on 9/11/2001. Though we witnessed mayhem and saw evil at its worst, mercifully we witnessed acts of goodness at their best. Help us to spread the overflowing, enduring hope that does not diminish in the midst of evil, but instead it fixes our attention on the unseen future kingdom, the new Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem where your presence is with your people for all eternity, where you will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and there will be no more death, sadness, crying, or pain, because all the old ways are gone, and you will make all things new. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we hope primarily today we have brought a message of assurance. 9/11 reminds us of how unsteady this world is, as well as wicked. But thank God for the ever-enduring, forever kingdom of Christ. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We share that on the podcast because some of you come by means of not through our website. So we share that because we often have additional resources on the site. We do have several suggested songs today. Actually, I was not able to find a good online version of that great, I believe it's a Charles Wesley hymn, Rejoice the Lord is King. But I do have another song that's kind of related to that, a classic hymn, and I found three versions of that song, if you care to listen. And obviously, your system is set up to listen to music since you're listening to our podcast. We also have a photo up today taken by a friend of mine, an online friend named Howard Blickfeldt, along with the words to that hymn that we've quoted, the Rejoice the Lord is King, that we hope will graphically just be a reminder that His kingdom cannot fail. He rules our heaven and earth. Well, thanks again for joining us. I should point out this is the message. We've said it all through the day, but for 9/11 or Thursday, September 11th, 2008, we know not everyone listens to the message on the day that we actually share it. So if you care to go look at those resources, this would be the date you would look for, 9/11/08. Well, again, may God give us all that deep abiding assurance of His forever enduring kingdom.